Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Yeah.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Larissa Cole. Food in the back and stuff in the trunk. Food in the front, I mean. I'm sorry. First name, Larissa Cole. What else did you need?
Will you verify your home address for me?
4349 Wimbledon Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36116.
Okay, I did see here you have this meal plan with us, and you're saying that you never placed this order at all?
No, I don't even know anything special with Dyson.
Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
Nobody has access to my phone, if that's what you're saying.
Okay, will you verify your email for me?
LORETHA632@charter.net.
Will you verify that phone number?
334-328-0517.
Okay, so we have 334-281-8571.
That's my home phone number. You just say 855.
One moment. 8571.
Not something I would make. I wouldn't have used my home number, but it anyway.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Were they supposed to have been sending me out some food or something? Is that what it was?
Okay, so basically, so one moment. Okay, so basically the meal plan is an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy. So basically it's an app that you're being billed for.
I hear you. It's something I would be using all day.
Okay, well, I can do. Okay, so I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that payment.
Correct. Do you see someone on there that was on there? That.
Well, the information that you verified to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed.
No, they need to restore my money back. And if you can see, I'm sure I haven't used. Oh, got it. Just locked the door.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Pull the door up and then turn it lightly. If you can't do it, I'll do it.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS postal inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
I don't know anybody here that would have done that in my name. I wouldn't do that. Plus, you're not identifying that someone else could have done that. You're just asking me all these questions. Plus, I need to talk to the manager when I'm done with you.
Okay, so would you like to go through with their fraud investigation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then I need to talk to the manager.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
No, I want to your manager, and then I'll, and you go right ahead with what you need to do.
Okay, so would you like to go through it for it?
That's what I said, Y-E-S, yes.
Okay, just one moment.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, bear with me one moment. I'm still here, just one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment. Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have confirmation for you to write down as well.
Okay, I'm ready.
WC for Charlie.
Okay.
9206.
Mm-hmm.
402-93.
This is confirmation for Better Wellness.
It's confirmation verifying that he has been canceled and fully refunded.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
I will. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Thank you.